Here, the 1781 road runs through what now is the utility substation visible on the other side of the trees, supposedly about where the closest building is within the fenced area. The road passes through a stand of oak trees, according to one of the early writers, Reverend E.W. Carruthers. Gillies and the British come down the road from right to left. Some of the British surround Gillies and pull him off his horse. They draw their sabers and run him through as he begs to surrender, according to Lee. The exact site where this happened is lost, but local tradition 100 years later held it was at the base of a tree still standing at the time. A 1920s professor said the spot was marked around then with the small cube the monument now curves around. The G on top stands for Gillies. He adds it was moved to this location to be closer to the newly paved road where NC-150 now runs, rerouted to get around the gully in front of you. Perhaps the cube was directly downhill by the old road. Regardless, Lee and his men, enraged, emerge back onto the road and charge from the right. The British scramble into a formation to meet them. At least seven of the British are killed immediately and fall to the road and ground, probably between the utility station and the sign you were at before. A Continental volunteer, Peter Johnson, is among the troopers. Johnson engages in a sword duel with a British dragoon. His opponent's foot gets under his and throws him off balance. He sees the English saber raised and headed toward him when something wet splashes across his cheek. A wipe of the hand reveals blood and brains, but not, as he first feared, his own. A comrade of Johnson had seen his plight and arrived just in time to split the man's upper ear and head nearly off. The rest of the British unit, under a cornet Miller, tries to escape back up the road. Patriot Lieutenant Stephen Lewis gives chase with some other men. Lee, furious at what happened to Gillies, yells after them to give no quarter, meaning to kill, not capture. Lee directs one of his larger men to pick up Gillies' body and another to accompany them back to the Bruces. He then takes the rest of the men after Lewis. Shortly, they come upon him returning with Miller and most of the British. The lieutenant ignored Lee's order. Lee himself admits in his memoir it went against usual Continental standards. Lee says Miller was not injured, but his dragoons were severely cut in the face, neck, and shoulders. Lee gives Lewis a dressing down and tells Miller to prepare to die. The group moves off toward the plantation. As they ride, Miller claims he was only scouting and tried to stop his men, but they were drunk. Lee says he was almost persuaded, but near the start of a long downhill, they catch up to Gillies' escort. Most likely, this is the slope which starts around the next road on the right in that direction, Burkhaven Drive, and drops all the way to modern I-73. As they continue down the hill, he decides he will hang Miller in a small valley ahead. He pulls out some paper and a pencil and hands them to Miller. Lee tells the cornet to write a final note to his friends, which he promises to pass to the British. Fate is fickle, however. A pistol shot from men monitoring the British in the rear tells them the van or front of the British army is near. Lee, no doubt frustrated by the turn of events, orders his men onto the plantation with their prisoners. From there, Williams sends the latter onto Green, and Miller escapes his doom. Gillies is left in some woods because they cannot risk the time to bury him. The Continentals withdraw. Scroll down to the audio clip under After the Skirmish.